Hello, everybody, and happy Sunday morning to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald coming to you live from the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network from hot and sunny Dunedin, Florida. TD Ballpark, site of today's series finale between the St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Dunedin Blue Jays, the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. First pitch coming up at high noon. Little to no chance of rain today. Should be a good day for baseball. And for the Mets, they are trying to finish this series with a split and trying to finish this epic 12-game, 13-day road trip with the 500 record. It's been a wild road trip for the Mets. It started with three straight wins at Tampa, then four straight losses, then a couple of wins in a row, and now back-to-back losses. The Mets trying to avoid another losing streak on this trip of three games or more. Trying to get out of here 6-6 and head back to the friendly confines of Clover Park, where the Mets have been a dominant 15-3. Well, the offense has gone silent for the Mets. Just one run in the last two games. That's a Kevin Villavicencio solo home run on Friday. Mets lost yesterday 3-0. The second time in this road trip they've been shut out. Only two shutouts all season, as the Mets had to settle for just four hits, two from William Lugo, two from Carlos Dominguez. With the loss, the Mets dropped to 28-16, but they did not lose a game off their lead. Jupiter lost as well, so the Mets remain four games up in the East with 22 games to go. Over in the West, well, Dunedin, with the win, stayed in third place, but they are still very far back of division-leading standings. The Mets at 28-16, again, four games up on Jupiter, which is 24-20. Daytona is 18-26, 10 back. That's who the Mets play next. Palm Beach is in last place at 17-27. 11 out, but a chance to tie Daytona for third place today. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers is on a hot streak. Six wins in a row for the Mighty Muscles. They are 30-13. Seven games up on Clearwater, which is 23-7. Dunedin, Lakeland, Tampa, all matching 20-24 records. Tied for third and 10 out, and the Bradenton Marauders have slumped. They have lost 13 of the last 17 games. The Pirates affiliate in last place alone at 19-25, 11.5 behind the Muscles. Other games around the Florida State League today. Three other noon starts, including Clearwater at Jupiter. Keep an eye on that one. Fort Myers at Bradenton also at noon. Fort Myers goes for the six-game sweep. Tampa at Lakeland at 1 o'clock, and we apologize to the poor Palm Beach Cardinals who have to suffer and sit around all day and wait for the 5:35 start at Daytona. That's around the league today. Finales for everybody as the off day, Memorial Day, looms tomorrow. Gilbert Gomez, Donnie Murphy shaking hands after exchanging lineup cards. We'll step aside here on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. When we come back, we'll have the starting pitching matchup, the lineups, and first pitch in the finale between the Mets and the Blue Jays.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye-bye baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. A base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe in the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. Pitch, Alonso hits it deep left field, a grand slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Urania, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball deep left field. Going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run.
Nearly go time for the Mets and Blue Jays one last time here at TD Ballpark. One last game on this 12-game, 13-day road trip for the St. Lucie Mets, who are trying to get out of here with a 6-6 road trip. Let's go over the starting pitching matchup for the Mets. Christian Scott will get the ball. The right-hander, fifth-round draft pick out of University of Florida last year. Started this season over on the minor league complex, nursing through some shoulder soreness, but has been good with St. Lucie. This will be his fourth game and his second start. He appeared last week at Tampa on a Sunday. Was very good. Three innings, no runs, no walks, three hits, and six strikeouts. Slider and mid-90s fastball was really working for him. We'll see if Scott can be stretched a little further than three innings today. He's on the bump for the Mets. The starter for the Blue Jays is Nick Frasso. He'll be pitching in his third game for Dunedin this season. He so far does not have win or loss. Only seven innings, one hit batter, and 13 strikeouts for Frasso in his two starts. He was the one who started that epic 24-strikeout game the Blue Jays had against the Tampa Tarpons a few weeks back. Frasso struck out eight in a short amount of time. There's a fastball 100 miles an hour and a slider in the low 90s. And a tough assignment for the St. Lucie Mets against Frasso. A righty who was drafted by the Blue Jays in the fourth round, 2020, out of Loyola Marymount. Frasso versus Scott in your starting pitching matchup. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Leading off and playing center field is Alex Ramirez, who only has one hit this entire series. He struggled last week in Tampa, too, but had a three-hit Sunday. See if he can do that again. William Lugo had half the Mets' hits yesterday. Lead batting second, playing first. Omar De Los Santos, after a day off yesterday, is in right field batting third. Stanley Consueger hits cleanup. He's in left. Carlos Dominguez, the DH, batting fifth. Jose Rivera is batting sixth. He's at second. Good to see Jose back in the field. Justin Guerra plays the hot corner. He bats seventh.
Raul Berciarte draws catching duties on the hot Sunday. And Junior Tillian bats ninth. He's at shortstop, so it's definitely a different-looking defensive alignment for the Mets. For the Blue Jays, Adrian Pinto leads off and plays short. Hugo Cardona batting second. He's in center. Gabby Martinez has three home runs in this series. Drove in two of the three yesterday for Dunedin. Bats third. He's in left. Rainier Nunez is batting cleanup. He's at first. Damiano Palmigiani hits fifth. He's at third base. Adriel Sotolongo hits sixth. He's the right fielder. Glenn Santiago will DH in at seventh. Jose Ferrer catches in its eighth. And Jose Rivas bats ninth. He is at seventh. Frasso and the Blue Jays have taken to the field. Frasso throwing his final few warm-up pitches. Blue Jays home whites for the sixth straight game this week. Mets in their road grays. St. Lucie in blue across the front outlined in orange. Blue numbers outlined in orange on the back. Home plate umpire today is Austin Snow. Base umpire Chase Eubanks. Been a very active series with the umpires. Very bad call last night by Eubanks. Robbie Robinson argued it and got ejected. Hopefully a quiet day for those two. We do have the challenge system. That's correctly challenged two of three pitches last night. Throw down to second complete by Ferrer. And Alex Ramirez introduced over the PA system here. Alex steps in. Frasso walks up the back of the mound. Looks like all the gates should be shut. They are. Bullpen guys got to make sure those doors are shut out there. This time it's the Blue Jays, not the Mets. Snow signals for first pitch, and it's on the way. It's a fastball. Low for ball one, and we're underway. Pitch at 94 miles per hour. And a take from Ramirez. Second pitch at 95, a strike at the knees. It's 1-1. First pitch was 12:02. It is 85 degrees sunny in Dunedin today. Good to go for nine innings. Fastball runs inside at 96. Two balls and a strike. Enjoyed good weather all road trip. On quite a run with the weather. Ground ball up the middle, and that's going to get through. Deflected by Rivas, the diving second baseman. Ramirez turns on one at 97, nearly hit. Frasso on the way back over the mound. Frasso danced out of the way.
Now batting.
Deflected single for Ramirez.
12, William Lugo.
He has his second hit. William Lugo had two hits yesterday, including a double. First pitch, and he fouls it straight back at 95. Light crowd on hand. Sleepy Sunday on the west coast of Florida. Not much shade here. Oh, and they have Ramirez in a rundown. He was caught asleep off the bag. Throw goes to first and then up to second, and Ramirez is tagged out by Rivas. Ramirez just not paying attention. Had a big lead. Frasso threw over to first, and Ramirez never even bothered to go back to the bag. And there's the first out. This pitch is outside. Remember how this series started. Mets lost the first game. They were thrown out in the bases four times. There's a swing and a miss. Well, either caught stealing or caught too far off a base on a fly ball. Trying to take an extra base. Well, it starts early today. 1-2 on Lugo, and he takes outside. All fastballs so far from Frasso. Now the Mets are a very snake-bitten team on the sliders away. Frasso hasn't unveiled that pitch yet, which he throws about 30% of the time. Fastball blows away Lugo at 97 on the black for out number two. And with nobody on, Omar De Los Santos.
Right fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
Comes to the plate. First pitch, he chases the slider for strike one. So there it is. And I missed, it's 0-2. De Los Santos, 4-for-17 in this series. Chases the slider for strike three. And three pitches, and he's dispatched by Frasso. He navigates the leadoff single with the pickoff, and then two strikeouts. We'll go to the home first. Christian Scott on the mound for the Mets when we come back.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Change of plans. The broadcaster was not told, which happens frequently. Javier Atencio is going to start this game for the Mets, the lefty who was promoted from the complex side last week. So coming full circle, he will start this game. Looks to be an opener-type situation. The Mets have done this. Christian Scott was warming up before the game and is warming up in the bullpen right now, and before Atencio even throws a pitch, he is hit with an automatic ball. He violates the pitch clock. So it's 1-0 with Pinto at the plate. So we'll see Scott soon enough as Atencio throws a strike, and it's 1-1. Atencio was good on Tuesday. 4 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. No decision. As this pitch goes up. Three and one. And a fastball too high for ball four. Started the 1-0 count and a walk. And now Pinto, who's gone crazy on the base paths, is standing on first. He's got 5 steals.
Center fielder, number 11, Pinto this series, Cardona.
4 games, has not been caught. Bear Sierta behind the plate. Better be ready. For the Mets, at least Atencio's a lefty, can check in on him. Hugo Cardona at the plate. He's going. Pitches a slow curve for a strike. Throw down to second. Not even close. Not a bad throw by Bear Sierta, but he had no hope. So a walk and a stolen base. The Mets have just not done a good job pitching to Pinto this series. They've walked him way too many times, 5 times now, and he's making them pay. He might steal third. He won't. This pitch is outside. Good snatch by Bear Sierta. One-one. Score. Nobody out, runner on second in the bottom of the first. This pitch fouled away. 2-2. Tencio steps off. That's number one. Cardona 0-6 in this series. Tencio's pitch is fouled away. Good curveball. Count stays 2-2. Atencio from the stretch. We'll throw home and right off the end of the bat. Another changeup. Well, last Sunday, the Mets used Mike Vassell as an opener. Pitched a scoreless first with a couple of strikeouts. His last appearance as a St. Lucie Met. 2-2 pitches low. Vassell, I believe, is going to be starting today for Brooklyn. That is correct. It's a 2:05 game at Bowling Green. 3-2 pitch to Cardona, and he fouls this off. That was probably heading for ball four. A couple of deep counts here for the Blue Jays. He fouled off again, off to the right, to the parking lot. Cardona this season just 3-4-21. Have to figure this is one of his better at-bats. Atencio's 3-2 again, outside ball four. And two walks for Atencio in this opening start. Victor Ramos coming off the bench. And that's pitching coach here going to the phone.
Gabby Martinez.
We're about to come out for a visit. He's not coming out for a visit. Here's Martinez. Now watch out for this guy. He's had a great series. Curveball well outside. Dropped by Bears here to throw to third. Not in time. A pass ball. That ball hit Bears here to right square in the glove and just shot out to the right. Boy, this start for the Mets. With Atencio not being ready for this first pitch with the pitch clock violation to a pass ball on a ball right in the mitt to Ramirez asleep on the bases at first. This team is not awake right now as this pitch is a ball high. Well, Sunday road games have been a problem for the Mets this year. They haven't won any. They're 0-4. It does not seem like any of those games they've really had a spark. And the same is true today. 2-0 pitch is fouled back. Martinez, a whopper of a series, 9-for-19, 3 home runs, 10 driven in. 1,000 slugging, 1.524 OPS. He's got a 2-1 count with 2 in scoring position, and he fights this one off foul. Another deep count. Tencio approaching 20 pitches without an out. Two-two. Foul off to the right again. He's having trouble putting guys away. This is good for the Blue Jays. Good at bats here. 2-2 pitch. Pop up on the infield. Not deep enough to drive in a run as it's caught by Lugo, the first baseman, just behind the mound. So not only a key out one, but the Mets retire
first
Martinez
baseman,
for a rare time. The deeper those counts go, harder it becomes for a pitcher to get the out, especially against a guy like Martinez who is on fire coming in. So Pinto stays at third and Cardona at second. Rainer Nunez at the plate, and he takes a big sweeping curve for a strike. Nunez having a very nice season, leads Dunedin with 10 home runs and 29 driven in, sitting 309, slugging 533. It's towards the top of the league in all those categories. He too has had a good series, but the Mets have kept him in the park. This is a ground ball right at short, knocked down. The throw to first base is good by Tillian. Pinto scores from third. And the Blue Jays are on the board. It's 1-0. All things considered, Mets will take it. They're playing the defense back. The right move early in the game, and that pays off. So again, Tillian has been at second base when he's played, given a shot at short, dropped that one-hop ground ball, but stuck with it. He is out at first, gets credit for an RBI. Palmigiani at the plate, and he will foul one off to the right for strike one. Because that ball was hit in front of him, Cardona had to hold it second. So really, a good all-around result for the Mets. He's trying to steal third. The pitch is slugged into left center field. Ranging back is Ramirez. He's got it for out number three. Well, all things considering, it turned out okay for the Mets. Two in scoring position with no outs. One scores, and that's all. The Mets go to the second, trailing 1-0. This is the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The top of the second inning for the Mets. Left fielder, number 5, Stanley Consuegra.
Stanley Consuegra at the plate for the Mets to start the second, trailing 1-0. Nick Frasso, a pickoff and two strikeouts to end the first. Throws one low at 94. Well, he's made two starts, one at Tampa, and then one here against Tampa, then one at Daytona. You can check the usage rates of his pitches, velocities, all that stuff. Because of the Hawkeye system, all that technology in these ballparks, well, not in Daytona, though. They're not set up like that, so I can only go on what he did in his one home game. This 2-1 pitch is low. He averaged 99 on his fastball and topped out at 100. But today has lived really at 94. This ball is pumped by him at 95. And the slider was at 90, 91, but that's significantly less here today. Still effective, the 3-2 pitch, and Consuegra lays off for a ball. Four and a walk. Rare walk, and that's third fewest walks in all the minor leagues.
Designated hitter, number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Well, something's got to change for the Mets. They've just been free swinging way too much, and now the pitching is starting to catch up. Seen that last two games as Dominguez swings through a fastball for strike one, 94. Carlos yesterday, 2-for-4, and a walk. So a day where the Mets were shut out, at least he had a come-around game. Takes this pitch up high. One and one. And if the Mets ever were willing to lay off, you know, sliders away, fastballs up, I mean, they'd probably be one of the most lethal teams in all of minor league baseball. This ball is fouled away, but they just don't. They are up there swinging. And then, because of that, you get games like you had a few days ago, five home runs, and you get games like yesterday. Strike out a bunch of times and no runs. So, take the good with the bad. One and two coming. This fastball's up and away. And sway grip. A decent lead, but hasn't shown any signs of going. 2-2 pitch, and Dominguez swings at the slider low and away and strikes out. That is nasty.
Second baseman, good pitch. Number 9, Jose Rivera.
All those fastballs high, and then drops that slider hammer low. Jose Rivera up. Coming off the IL a couple of days ago, got the DH role 2 days ago, and now slugs one in a right field. Pretty deep. Soto Longo going back on the track. This one's going to land at the base of the wall. Consuegra going for third. He will slide in safe with the taking that extra base. Rivera stays on first. So they're at the corners as Rivera hits one off the base of the wall. I'm not sure. I'm guessing that he thought Consuegra wasn't far enough past second. He didn't want to risk going to second and having two men there. No question. Rivera should be standing on second base. But he held up thinking that maybe Consuegra wasn't going to third because Consuegra didn't hope to be caught or not. So at the corners of the Mets, and Justin Guerrero at the plate, he takes a ball. And again, short dimensions here at TD Ballpark. Wind blowing out to right, so that certainly helped as Guerrero takes a high strike. Rivera did not miss a home run by very much. Swing and a miss at a slider, and it's one and two. Guerrero looking to get this run home. And he takes the slider away. Good sliding stop by the catcher Ferrer. Ferrer 3-for-12 in this series. One home run. Rasso's 2-2. Guerrero swings and misses at the slider low and away out of the zone. Strikes out. Can't get the run in. And the Blue Jays stay up 1-0. And now Bercierta will look for the two-out RBI
catcher
hit to tie things up.
Raul Bercierta.
Frasso, 4 strikeouts. With the 5 outs, he's recorded. Bercierta 3-for-11 in this series with 2 of his 3 home runs on the season here. There's the ball low. Back-to-back games with home runs Wednesday and Thursday. Fastball paints the outside corner at 95. Frasso does 1-1. Swager on third, Rivera on first. 1-1, check swing on appeal. Did not go. Arisierta holds off. Two balls and a strike. Brasso the 2-1, and Arisierta takes it right down the pipe. Kind of bends the knees and grimaces. That, I think, was the pitch. Tough pitch, but you know, fastball about knee high. And fouled away. So a good battle developing here. Spears here to tries to knock one through for a tie game. Two pitch, swung on and missed. A changeup, inside corner. Wow, Frasso has recorded 6 outs, 5 on strikeouts. Miss out on a good chance to get a run and tie things up. Still without a run now. Through the last 20 innings. And we're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Christian Scott, new into the game. Want to make a correction of something I said going to last break. Mets, no runs in the last 15 innings and 1 run in the last 25. It's after they scored 7 runs in the first 4 innings Thursday's win. Did not see this coming. And now Scott gets a swing and a miss from Sotolongo. It's 1-1. So Atencio did serve as the opener, 1 inning. No hits, a run, 2 walks, a strikeout. I believe that's going to be an unearned run against him when you mix in the pass ball. There's a slider popped up right side, foul territory. Not much foul territory here, but enough for Lugo to make the catch. And Scott begins his afternoon by getting a pop out.
Designated hitter, number 5, Glenn Santiago.
It is an unearned run on Atencio. Scott pitching for the first time in a week. He shut out the Yankees for 3 innings. No walks and 6 strikeouts. I mean the Tarpons, the Yankees affiliate. It's hard to get that out of the mind, Mets versus Yankees. Now, they were the Yankees for a long, long time, and then in 2018 did the name change back to the Tarpons, which they were in the early 90s. 1-0 pitch. And strike at the knees at 95. That ball has a lot of movement on it from Christian Scott. Totals this year, 3 games, 1 start, no record, 4.05 ERA, but feels like he's pitched better. When he's throwing strikes, he's tough. There's a slider, and there's a called strike on the corner to Santiago. Now once he and Diaz get rolling, I think this Mets rotation is going to be very good, even with the losses they've had of Vassell and Seymour. Don't forget Calvin Ziegler eventually coming back from a hamstring injury. 2-2, ball fouled away. Kalina pitched well yesterday, so yeah, this Mets rotation. Just get them healthy, keep them healthy. Askew also looming. He threw a side today. Get that lefty arm back. Slider or curveball inside. Full count. Mets want to challenge that? Yes, they do. And it took Bear Sierra a moment. They want to challenge. And we wait. It's a strike. Blue Jays don't like it. They think it was too late.
The call of ball has been overturned.
So a good challenge by the Mets. The Blue Jays dugout arguing that. It did take a little longer than your normal challenge.
Catcher, number nine, really, Jose Corbett.
There's no rule that says you got to do it within a certain amount of seconds. It's supposed to be done, you know, quickly, almost immediately. But it was like Bear Sierra turned around, started talking to the umpire, and then tapped his head. Hard to see what he can say. There's a pitch up. I will say that when Santiago took that breaking ball on the inside corner, he jumped across the plate, looked like he was heading back to the dugout, knowing he had struck out. Anyways, that's the first strikeout for Scott. Now he's got a 2-1 count on Ferrer, the catcher. Outside 3-1. Well, the Mets yesterday, they won two of their three challenges. They've won one here today. That did not get off to a good start yesterday for the Mets. And took what would have been ball four well off the plate. It was called the strike, and he thought about challenging and did not. If he did, he would have got himself a walk. But good sense then. Here's a ground ball to Tillian. He's now 2-for-2 out there at shortstop. Looking comfortable. That's a nice opening inning for Christian Scott. 3-up, 3-down. Go to the third. Dunedin 1, St. Lucie nothing.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Now batting for the Mets, shortstop.
Junior Tillian, last man for the Mets to hit. Lead off the third against Nick Frasso. Runners at the corners, one out situation with back-to-back strikeouts. He struck at the Mets 5 times through 2 innings. He is definitely a strikeout pitcher, and facing a strikeout team like the Mets, it's adding up as Chilean takes a called strike and swings and misses at a slider. It's 0-2. Ramirez to follow, and then Lugo. Brasso wasting no time, the 0-2. Slider well away. Lugo spits on it for ball one. Blue Jays have a 1-0 lead, scoring on a ground out after a pass ball. Moved a runner from second to third. 1-2 pitch. Tillian gets into one into left field. Long run for Martinez. He will get there. Almost overran it. That was a hanger, but Tillian, on second thought, didn't get much on it.
Center fielder.
But he avoids a strikeout.
Alex Ramirez.
The second non-strikeout for an out. Another one being the pickoff of Alex Ramirez after he singled to start the game. Alex back up, and he takes a changeup low. And a fastball outside. Ramirez has definitely been more patient the back half of this series, and now it has not paid off a lot of hits as he takes this pitch for a ball. He had no interest in being ready for that pitch. He just kind of held the bat to his chest and watched it go. 3-0 pitch, and he will take a strike on the inside corner. Thought that might have been ball four. Brasso's 3-1. Ramirez will take strike two. Fastball inner half again. Brasso's payoff. Ramirez, a late swing and a foul. And quick hands, quick hands. Just to get a piece at 97. Payoff pitch number two. It's slugged into deep right field, twisting foul, and that's going to land off the net. Go. Fastball clocked at 98. Eighth pitch of the at bat. And Ramirez chases the slider and strikes out. Brasso comes back from 3-0 to get the K. His sixth.
First baseman, number 12, William Lugo.
And William Lugo will come up. Eight pitch at bat. That's got to be the most in a game for Alex Ramirez yet this year. Fastball out. 96, ball one. Blue Jays lead 1-0. Two outs, nobody on in the top of the third. Lugo swings the high fastball. It's 1-1. Slider to the backstop for ball two. Two, one pitch. Just missed away. Took a bit off at 94. 3-1. Fastball low, ball four. So Lugo draws a walk. Mets have now taken two walks in the game. They nearly had a third when Ramirez had that 3-0 count. So this is a better strategy for the Mets than the one they had against
right fielder, number 21, Omar De Los
the right-hander Dion Santos 2 days ago. Where I think if the Mets kept the bat on their shoulder all game against Santos, they would have knocked him out in the second inning with about seven walks. They were way too wild with their swings. Tightened up here somewhat against Frasso as De Los Santos takes a called strike. So Lugo on first with the tying run. Fly ball into center field, ranging back. Ball is going to go off the top of the wall and careen away. Lugo is going to score to tie the game. De Los Santos with his speed is going to get to third base standing up with an RBI triple. Boy, that ball looked like a routine fly to center, but with that wind really blowing out to right, just kept carrying and scraped the wall. The center fielder Cardona getting to the wall, making a leaping attempt because he couldn't get it. Once it hit the wall, it
left fielder,
bounced back
five,
into a vacant center field. Now the first triple of the series for either team. Ties the game with two outs. So how important is that walk right there that Lugo took? Two outs, base is empty. Boy, that's great to see. And a good example that just because there's two outs and nobody on doesn't mean that you should just swing away. Work the at-bat, take the walk, and it pays off with the game-tying triple. So Drew Hayes, pitching coach, will come out and have a visit. Really, three good bats in a row. I mean, even Ramirez, the strikeout. And to get it 3-0 and go eight pitches, regardless of the result, that's a good plate appearance. The Mets stringing them together here. Now a chance for a two-out hit to give the Mets a lead. First Mets run since the home run by Aviv Asensio in the fifth inning on Friday. There's a pitch for a strike to Consuegra. The Mets' first non-home run since the fourth inning on Thursday. Consuegra slices this one into right center field. That's going to get down for a hit. The Mets will take the lead as De Los Santos just now crosses home plate. Stanley Consuegra going the other way on a fastball, letter high, plops it into right center field. 2-1 Mets. Stanley Consuegra's been on both times. And Dominguez will try to keep the train going down the tracks. And he swings through a fastball at 95. So the Mets possibly breaking out here as Dominguez swings through a fastball. Here's a pitch to the backstop. Takes a good kick back to the catcher. Throws up to second. Not in time, though. As Consuegra goes to second on the wild pitch and bounced off of him. Yes, the short backstop here at TD Ballpark sometimes gives those catchers a chance to catch the ricochet. And Consuegra at second, barely. A 1-2 pitch, a slider away. Dominguez swings and misses for strike three. So two more strikeouts for Frasso, but the Mets get him for a couple of two-out runs. Walk, triple, single. 2-1 Mets after the top of the third. This is the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromised of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Christian Scott, an easy opening inning. 14 pitches, 1-2-3. He faces Jose Rivas, the nine man in the order for Dunedin. And there was a swinging strike off the plate, but Rivas could not hold up. Called that home by Austin Snow. Breaking ball, 81 in for a strike. Right at the knees. Good pitch. O-2, fastball away at 95. Mets lead 2-1. Slider away. Two balls, two strikes. Another slider low, and it's 3-2. Scott, the payoff pitch, fastball low, smacks his hip with his glove, and he gets ahead quickly of Rivas and then loses him to a walk. So bookend walks for this Dunedin lineup.
Shortstop, number 44, Adrian Pinto.
A walk for Pinto, who's back up. A walk for Rivas. Cardona also drew a walk. No hits. First time through the order for the Jays. Throws one home. It's a bunt, and it's a good one. Picked up by Scott. Takes his time with the throw as he falls down and making it and gets the out. Maybe not taking his time, but he did not rush it. He was composed. It's a sack bunt for Pinto. Out by maybe a half step. Pretty athletic play there by Scott. Throw fall down, throw right on target to Lugo. So Rivas the tying run at second base. Cardona at the plate. Drew a walk first time up, and he will take a high fastball. If you missed the pregame show, Mets enter the game. The 28-16 record, best in the East. Mets have been in first place, tied or otherwise, since game one. There's a line drive foul off a curve. Blue Jays in a three-way tie for third in the West, 20-24. Got off to a very bad start, but have played much better in the last few weeks. They're trying to win a series here. Time called by the batter. Scott set. Curveball low. Two balls and a strike. Mets a four-game lead on Jupiter, which is in the final stages of a series at home against Clearwater. 2-1 pitch way off the mark, and Bear Sierta will step in front of home plate and toss it back. Scott has now thrown more balls than strikes. Three-one, low for ball four. So two walks in the inning. The only batter to reach was not to walk was Pinto on the first pitch bunt. I wonder if he regrets that decision now.
Left fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Scott flirting with danger here, facing Gabby Martinez. The Mets managed to get around in the first with a pop out. And before Scott throws a pitch, Victor Ramos will give him a breather with the mound visit. The Mets lead 2-1, two on and one out. Mets have now walked the Blue Jays four times. Blue Jays still without a hit. Ramos a lengthy visit. Well past the 30-second clock. The umpire comes out and break it up. And sometimes pitching coach goes out there to talk to his pitcher, waits for the umpire to come out to break it up so he can say something to the umpire or just say something out loud that he might want the umpire to hear. I'm not talking at him. Maybe something there. Here's a ground ball to third. Diving try by Guerrero. It's passed him into left field. Run coming home. Consuegra's throw is offline. And going to third base as well is Cardona. So Gabby Martinez strikes again. His 10th hit of the series. Ties the game at two. Pulled one just by the dive of Guerrero. If he knocks it down in the infield, would have prevented a run. Probably not getting an out, though. It's like in the first inning. The walks are killers as Nunez stands in. And he unloads one to deep left, his first home run of this series and his 11th of the season. A three-run no-doubt bomb to put the Blue Jays up 5-2. That was a mighty shot over everything. Beyond left field. Hit off that high protective net that divides the stadium from the elementary school. Palmigiani up now, takes a ball inside. So Scott, after having a 1-2-3 second, goes walk, sack bunt, walk, single, three-run homer. Here in the third. There's a pitch for a strike. When I went through the lineups, I mentioned that Nunez now has four RBIs in the game. The Mets, he's had a good series, but the Mets had kept him in the park, which was a positive for a guy that led the league in home runs. Not anymore. So, home run, let's see if we can get some numbers on that. Oh, I'm going to call foul on these numbers. This pitch is fouled off. And the pitch was a slider. It was about thigh high, middle in. Hit 111 off the bat by Nunez. 25-degree launch angle. They listed at 381 feet. And I think it went a lot further than that. This ball is foul tipped. And squeezed by Berciani is the second out of the inning.
Right fielder, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Sotolongo up. And this pitch comes in tight and hits his bat. Tried to get out of the way and accidentally hit the bat. Well, foul strike one. 5-2 Blue Jays. Two outs, nobody on in the third. Scott comes inside. It looked like a changeup or a slider. It didn't really slide. One in one. Fastball for a strike at 93. 1-2. Fastball outside at 95. Two balls and two strikes. Two-two pitch, blew it by him. So Scott responds to the three-run homer with back-to-back strikeouts. But the damage certainly done. Four-run inning for the Blue Jays just after the Mets had taken their first lead in a few days. Long way to go in this one. We're going to the fourth. 5-2 Dunedin.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the...
New pitcher on the mound for the Blue Jays, Julian Valdez. So Frasso goes three innings, four hits, two runs, two earned runs, the first runs he's given up this year, two walks and seven strikeouts. Only 37 of his 60 pitches were for strikes. So that went, you know, when I saw the scouting report on Frasso throwing 100 miles an hour with a 91 mile per hour slider, and I thought the Mets, ooh, this is a tough matchup. The Mets, you know, bats cold right now, but they actually did pretty well. And those, to get a guy for two runs and four hits in three innings, it's good stuff. And the strikeouts were way too high. They probably could have done even better, but under those circumstances, the Mets did well for themselves. All the runs with two outs and the bases empty, so that was encouraging. Now Rivera at the plate, and he takes a ball inside. Jose today already has a hit, a wall ball single. He takes this Valdez pitch for a strike. It's one and one. It's 5-2 Blue Jays. Rather exciting first three frames for a Sunday. Sometimes these games you feel like it's a sleepwalk. There's a ball outside, 2-1. Valdez pitching in his ninth game. He's given up 15 hits and 14 runs in 10 innings. 13 walks, so this is a guy the Mets might be able to get to. He throws one inside. It's 3-1. This is Valdez's first appearance of the series, his first appearance since May 18th. Which was actually one of his better appearances, 2 1/3 scoreless. Ground ball deep to third. Backhand pick by Palmigiani. The throw to first is on the money. A do-or-die pick for Palmigiani, and he makes the play. He's been very good all series. Mets have not gotten much by him.
Number 22, Justin Guerrero.
Sometimes he can rush throws, but not that time. So Rivera out to start the fourth inning, and Guerrero at the plate. Just an 0-for-1 with the strikeout. And he takes this pitch for a strike at 92. Curveball. Strike on the inner half. Two pitch. Take up high at 93. Valdez, the 1-2. And Guerra takes it just off the plate. Two-two pitch up high, another three-ball count. From 0-2 to 3-2. Payoff pitch, and it's taken low for ball four. Some good takes in there by Guerrero to draw the one-out walk. Third walk for the Mets. A lot of walks in this game. Three drawn by the Mets,
catcher,
four by the Blue Jays.
Raul Berasierta.
Berasierta back up. He struck out swinging in the second. Valdez from the stretch. Delivers one up and in. So, eight balls. Just four strikes in this inning. Bears here to grounds 1-2. Palmigiani goes to second. Out. Oh, boy. I don't know about that. The second baseman Rivas caught that ball. I don't think he was on the base. A dangerous throw by Palmigiani charging in, throwing back across his body to second base.
Stop,
Rivas had to go
18,
down to a knee to make the catch. I don't think Guerrero is wholly convinced that he was on the base. The umpire calls him out. So Guerrero erased. Berasierta safe at first. Two down, and Junior Tillian at the plate. And Tillian hits one a mile high. Will it stay fair? It's going to be close, and it is gone. Way out. Bye-bye baseball. Junior Tillian with his third home run of the season. A towering shot near the pole in left field. Another one that went over the boardwalk and scraped that netting, dividing the stadium and the school. And the Mets are right back in it. Two-run blast makes it 5-4.
Now batting,
might be one of those games today,
Alex Ramirez,
where it gets crazy here. The ball is certainly flying. And time is called. Why? By the umpire. The hand signal to the Mets dugout. That's Alex Ramirez hits. There's a pitch in the dirt. So three of the walks the Mets have issued have come into score, and now two of the three walks that the Blue Jays have issued have come into score. And Ramirez bends out of the way of this one. Now all four of the Mets' runs coming on two out hits. Ramirez takes a strike. See if the StatCast has those numbers on that home run. I mean, holy smokes. I don't know if it's going to have the distance. It does not have the distance. But the launch angle of 45 degrees? Goodness me. Anything in the 30s is pretty high. But 45? It took a long time for that to come down. They don't list the hang time either. Now, what good is this Hawkeye system if it won't collect the data you want to see? The distance and the hang time. There's a pitch inside. Well, it is technology, so not going to be perfect. And that pitch was barely a strike. It was inside corner at the top of the zone. Tillian somehow got underneath it and powered it out of here. 3-2 pitch, and Ramirez swings and misses. He strikes out for the second time today. He's 1-for-3. Good response for the Mets. Tillian homer brings them within one. Wild one this afternoon. 5-4 Jays. in the middle of the fourth.
Hey fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael Cecil always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
And action there is today. 5-4 Mets. They start the bottom of the fourth. Wind blowing out today in the small ballpark. Ball flying out. Two long home runs and a couple of other hits that might have looked like outs normally, but keep carrying. As we have a pause in the action here, there's a ball fell onto the field from the boardwalk. In left center, Consuegra goes to get it, throws it up to the fans. Fans drop it, goes back on the field. Now Ramirez picks it up, he throws it back to the fans, and they miss that one too. Don't go on the boardwalk if you're a fan if you can't handle it. There's a swing and a miss from Glenn Santiago. So Christian Scott, one good inning, one bad inning. The one inning he threw strikes, one inning he did not. You can take a guess at which one was good and bad. It's basically been his abbreviated season. He's in the zone. He's hard to hit. When he's out of the zone, the other teams can take advantage. The ball low. It's one and one on Santiago, who struck out looking in the second against Scott. There's a ball low in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Fastball hit out to left field. Long run for Consuegra, trying to catch up to it. Reaches up. It's over his head. Bouncing off the warning track and over the high wall. So Santiago sends one deep.
Catcher,
bounce out is on
nine,
second.
Jose Ferrer.
It's just the third hit for the Blue Jays. But all three hits have come in the last five batters. Single, a home run, and now a double. And Ferrer is up, 0-for-1 at the ground out. Mets may be expecting a bunt, as this pitch is a called strike on a curveball. Corner infielders Lugo and Guerrero sneaking in. A 1 pitch outside. Also Ferrer, the second baseman, playing very close to the bag, trying to keep Santiago near the base. There's a line drive, base hit into left field, bouncing all the way towards the wall. It will bring in Santiago. Ferrer's going to cruise into second. Back-to-back doubles for the Blue Jays in the home fourth, and they've extended the lead to 6-4. Now four hits in the last six batters.
Second baseman, number 7, Jose Rivas.
That pitch left up in the zone. Ferrer smashed it down the line. Jose Rivas up. Started the last inning with a walk, came around to score. Scott's pitch is fought off the other way. In case you're wondering, nobody warming up in the Mets bullpen. They're all sitting there staring straight ahead and watching through the cutout in the left field bullpen. It's a good bullpen situation. There's a pitch for a ball. And you're not in the field to play. Not one of the better pens in the league. One. This pitch is crushed deep left field, and that ball's going to get off the top of the wall and bounce back to Kinswager. Throws to second. Here comes the play, and Rivas is out at second base. Run scores. It's 7-4, but what a good kick for Kinswager right off the top of the wall. One hops to him. Short catches, stop. Pivots, throws a one-hop dart to Rivera, who gets the tag down. And plenty of time as Rivas tries to swim around it. RBI single for the first out. That close to a home run. Maybe three consecutive doubles. I mean, another 2 feet taller, and that one's out for a two-run shot. Instead, just one run and one out. Back to the top end, Pinto. He takes a ball, and then another. Pitch, a low strike, and they want to challenge that one. Pinto asked for the challenge, and it's a strike. Ooh, that's a good call.
Call of strike has been upheld.
I'm gonna say the way that was caught by Rivera, that did not look like a strike by Bear Sierta, but it was a good one. So it's 2-1 again. Pinto, and they have like a stolen base today and 5 in the series. Not a guy you want to walk. 2-1 pitch is grounded foul. Pass Lugo at first. That was the first challenge for the Blue Jays. Mets have had one challenge, a win. Seven-4, Dunedin. There's a tapper back to Scott. Nice pick off the shoe tops. Runs it halfway and throws to first. We're out number two. And with Pinto's speed, if that ball got by the mound, would be an awfully tough for Rivera at second
Cardona
to complete the out. And Hugo Cardona will bat. There is activity in the Mets' bullpen now. Looks like Levi David might be out there throwing. He is. It's a high changeup to Cardona, who has walked twice. One out. Slider for a strike on the corner. Two runs for each team in the inning. Mets had two runs last inning. The Blue Jays 4. A very busy third and fourth. As this ball is chopped to third, Guerrero will field it. Sets for a throw. Good throw. Inning over as Cardona grounds out. So three straight hits to start the inning. But then the big out on the bases from Kinswager. And then two groundouts. The end of 4. Blue Jays 7, Mets 4. You are listening to the St. Louis Mets baseball
match. Play ball.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards... Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
The Mets keep trying to answer Dunedin, and every time they seem to, the Blue Jays pull a little further away. Mets have broken out the bats, though. Good to see. After going 15 innings without a run, they put up two in the third and two more in the fourth. They have the 2, 3, and 4 hitters here in the fifth against a struggling pitcher, Valdez, who gets a swing and a miss on a slider away. Lugo has struck out and walked today. Takes this pitch for a high strike, a changeup. It's nothing in two. O-2 pitch, roped foul. Look out, Gilbert. Gilbert Gomez, Mets third base coach today. And bench coach Robbie Robinson lets Gilbert handle the lineup card and the third base coaching duties every Sunday. Oh, 2, that one skipped in the dirt. Well, as that ball by Lugo and was hit Gilbert, it went all the way into the left field corner, and out of my eye, I spotted Christian Scott walking down there. So he's clubhouse or the bullpen, he's done for the afternoon. As this one's fouled off the Mets dugout over Gilbert. Now, Gilbert's been in the Mets organization for a long time, was a good minor league player for the Mets. He was a St. Lucie Met in 2014 all season, my first year with the team. Me and Gilbert reminiscing on this road trip. About our trips here as Lugo swings and misses and strikes out. It's a very famous breakfast and lunch spot here in Clearwater named Lenny's.
Right fielder.
Then walking distance in the Philadelphia Phillies spring training complex. So they got a lot of Phillies signage, paraphernalia. Me and Gilbert said, well, we're going to go to Lenny's. We went to Lenny's on Monday morning. We got to the door, pulled on the door, and it was closed. Here's a fly into left field by De Los Santos, and this one is out. Bye-bye baseball. Omar De Los Santos goes yard to make it a 7-5 game. The Mets' second home run in as many innings. Tilly in last inning, and Omar hits a hanger this time out into the Mets' bullpen. Now three straight innings with the run for the Mets, and Omar is now a double and a single short of the cycle. Well, he's done the hard part. And with the way this game is going, he figures to get a couple more at-bats. Now here's Consuegra with one out, and he swings and misses. So, yeah, we were quite disappointed to find out that Lenny's, legendary Lenny's, closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. I had to wait until Wednesday afternoon to finally get my Lenny's on. The pastrami on rye was quite good. Here's a fly into deep left field by Consuegra on the track, making the... And Consuegra didn't miss an extra base hit and a home run by very much. Well, that ball looked like it was not on the sweet spot of the barrel. That looked almost in on the hands, and still got to that deep in the park. That one blowing out today. Warm air. Ball is jumping off the bats. Two down and Dominguez up, and he will hit one deep left field. Bye-bye baseball. Carlos Dominguez makes it a two-home run inning for the Mets, and they are within one. It's 7-6, Blue Jays. Tillian, De Los Santos, and now Dominguez. Three home runs for the Mets today, all in the last two innings. That's three consecutive two-run innings for the Mets.
Second baseman, number 9, Jose Rivera.
Goodness. Mets came into this series with 7 home runs. They got 10 now in the series. I will say this, this ballpark, very hitters friendly with the wind conditions this week. Even more so, and good on the Mets for taking advantage of that. Well, 10 home runs in a series. And we're not done yet, as Jose Rivera takes a called strike. The home run for Dominguez, his team leading 10th of the year, and his second on this road trip. That'll make him feel good after an 0-2 two-strikeout start. It's 1-2 on Rivera as he takes a strike. Valdez's pitch, and check swing, did he go? He did, on appeal. Rivera knows it too. So the Mets, another two-run inning. They are down 7-6. We'll see who pitches the bottom of the fifth for the Mets when we come back on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Levi David will take over on the mound for the Mets. More on him in a moment. Let's get to the numbers on these home runs the Mets have hit the last couple innings. Dominguez hit his home run on a changeup at 84 miles per hour. It was right down the middle. Exit velocity of 95 miles per hour. Launch angle of 32 degrees. No distance listed. For De Los Santos, his was on a slider, was low and away in the zone. Exit velocity of 93 miles per hour, so that's on the lower end. Launch angle 35 degrees, no distance listed. Gabby Martinez will lead it off in the bottom of the fifth. David, first pitch. A strike. That's good to see. On a day where the Mets pitchers haven't thrown a lot of strikes and have walked 4, Levi David, who's walked a lot this year, will try to flood the strike zone. Here's a curveball for a strike. It's 0-2. Her ball hit right up middle. Did that go off of Levi or not? It's out to second. Rivera makes the play. I think that went right between his legs.
First baseman, number
three. As he tried to go off the side of the mound.
Nunez.
Not sure it touched him. Martinez is out. That pitch was in the strike zone. David has walked 15 and just 7 2/3 this year. He's also hit three. He's had a couple of rough outings on this road trip. As this pitch is up high to Rainier Nunez. He pitched the 20th at Tampa. Only two outs recorded. Just three of his 18 pitches for strikes. Then he pitched on Tuesday here against Dunedin. Only got one out. Hit a batter, walked two. Only eight of his 21 pitches for strikes. So adjustments need to be made, and this ball swung on and missed. He's throwing 5-6 for strikes. He's got good. Very sharp when he's in command of it. A 1-2. A foul tip. Nope. Fell out of the mitt of Bear Sierra to hit the ground first. And went in and out of the mitt. That stays 1-2 on Nunez, who last time up cranked a long three-run homer to left field. David comes set. There's a swing and a miss on a slider. Strike three, sit down, Rainier Nunez. Okay, Levi David.
It's more like it. Number six. Camiano Palmagiani.
Two up, two down. Palmagiani will hit. And the Mets need a stopper here. Every time they have put up a two-run inning, the Blue Jays have responded with more or the exact same. So David throws one right by Palmagiani, 95. And Mets scored two in the top of the third, only to surrender four in the bottom. They scored two in the fourth, only to give up those two right back to Dunedin in the home fourth. That's two more in the fifth, and now David trying to make a 1-2-3 inning out of it. We have a pitch clock violation on David. Automatic ball. Mets have had two automatic balls called on their pitchers today. As a check swing on appeal did not go. And Atencio was hit with the automatic ball before he threw his first pitch of the first inning. 2-1. A pop-up on the right side of the infield. Heading back to the outfield now with the wind. It's caught by Rivera. Way to go, Levi David. A 1-2-3 top of the fifth. Stops the bleeding on the mound for the Mets. And through five innings, we've got a good one here. In the series finale.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, five Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
And the Mets, from their standpoint, unfortunately have to say goodbye to Julian Valdez. Mets tagged for 3 home runs and 4 runs total in 2 innings. A walk and 3 strikeouts for Valdez. Now Justin Kelly is in the game. The Mets hit him around on Wednesday. 6 hits and 4 runs, 2 homers in 2 innings. The Mets had it down early, but then took a 2-1 lead, then went down 5-2, went down 5-4, then 7-4, now 7-6. Justin Guerrero at the dish. He has struck out and walked, and he will ground one deep at short, fielded by Pinto. High throw. Guerrero is tagged on the back by Nunez. He jumped off, caught it, got the swipe on the shoulder. Well, not a good throw by Pinto. Guerrero.
Catcher,
couldn't
number
duck underneath.
Raul Barasierta.
And Barasierta will hit. He's 0 for 2. Grounding into a fielder's choice and striking out. First pitch, he lines it the other way for a base hit. And it's trying to score for a fourth consecutive inning. Junior Tillian.
Shortstop, number 18, Junior Tillian.
Back up for the first time since his 2-out, 2-run homer in the fourth. This is his 3rd of the season, his 2nd on this road trip. Kelly's pitch, curveball, or strike at the knees. Barasierta to the tangerine on first. Not a big stolen base threat. Short lead. Tillian takes a curveball in a similar spot, but called the ball this time. And chirping from that Blue Jays dugout. The umpire who acknowledges it. Blue Jays can challenge if they want. 1-1 pitch, and Tillian hits another deep to left field. Back is Martinez. It's gone. Bye-bye baseball. Junior Tillian strikes again. A 2-run homer to give the Mets the lead. Just does clear the wall in left. The Mets' 4th home run of the day. Half belonged to Tillian. Has homered in 2 straight at-bats. How about this? 4 consecutive 2-run innings. Junior Tillian having the game of his young career. Back to the top in Ramirez, who's 1-for-3, single and 2 strikeouts. He fouls one away. Some kind of outburst by the Mets. 11 home runs now in the series. Ramirez grounds one hard to third. Palmigiani up with it. Throws to first in time. Second out of the 6th inning. All right, the home run by Tillian. Exit velocity of 95 miles per hour. Comes on a curveball at 79. Knee-high middle of the plate. Once again, no distance listed. I believe that's now, I think every home run for the Mets has an exit velocity of under 100. Which tells you that, you know, the wind in this ballpark, certainly helpful. Big cut by Lugo, fouls one back. William today, 2 strikeouts, a walk and a run. He's in a 1-1 count against Kelly. 8-7 Mets, 2 outs, nobody on in the top of the 6th. Curveball, a little low, 2-1. More activity in the Mets bullpen. don't know if Levi David's going to come out for another inning or not. Might be one of those games where the Mets empty the pen. As this pitch goes low. The off day tomorrow. And maybe a chance to get a few guys in the game. 3-1, and this ball's crushed deep left field. Will it stay fair? No. Just missing. Lugo tattooed it right down the left field line. Lands left of the pole. Out in a hurry. Three-two pitch, and that's a check swing on appeal. Did he go? No. Well, Blue Jays were leaving the field. Lugo draws his second walk. I thought he held up. Santos needs a double and a single for the cycle. Hard parts completed.
Right fielder, number 21.
Triple in the third, and the home run in the fifth. And the Mets have had now the 12th game of the road trip. They've had 3 4 home run games. One of them was a 5 home run game. De Los Santos takes a big rip and fouls it back. So he's 2-for-3, also struck out back in the first. Feels like another game ago. Throw back to first, Lugo dives in safe. Mets lead by a run, 8-7. Two outs and one on. Top six. Fastball away. So here we are in the sixth and final game of the series. The Mets have had, in their three losses, 2 runs, 1 run, and no runs. And the 2 wins, 8 runs and 7 runs. And here today, 8 runs. Then one side or the other. De Los Santos hits one high and deep to center field. This one's going to get out. Bye-bye baseball. Omar De Los Santos has gone wild here at TD Ballpark. Holy smokes. A 2-run blast to dead center, his second home run in as many innings. Makes it 10-7. The first time the Mets have hit double digits
fielder,
in the run
five,
department
Stanley
this
Cole
year.
Swagra.
5 home runs in the game as Consuegra grounds one deep at short. Backhanded by Pinto. The throw to first is just in time, and the inning is over. The Mets are putting up at the plate. 10 runs, 10 hits, 5 home runs. And they still have 3 more innings at the dish.
Don't miss out.
Lead is 3, 10-7.
Right here
as we head to the bottom of the sixth.
Thursday.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
New pitcher on the mound for the Mets, Nate Lavender. Nate's still on the team? Feels like it's been forever since he pitched. Well, he's out there. Now, Levi David, one perfect inning and done with the strikeouts. Lavender has been excellent. A tough day to pitch, though, right? With the wind blowing, David did well to get through that inning unscathed, and now Lavender will try to follow, facing Adriel Sotolongo, who has popped out and struck out. Mets lead 10-7. Lavender gets a swing on a high fastball. Mets once down 5-2 and 7-4. Have gone crazy at the plate. One pitch swung on and missed. Boy, baseball, it's such a funny game, isn't it? Very strange game as well. Mets go 15 straight innings without a run scored, including two innings to start this game. All of a sudden, they cannot be stopped. There's a pitch high. If you told me that after the first two innings today, when the Mets had not scored in 15 straight, just one run in 25 innings, that this would be the game that they would finally get to 10 runs, I would have said, you're crazy. There's no way. 2-2 pitches off the plate, full count. And I'm not so sure that these two teams aren't done. Actually, I'm pretty sure they're not. The conditions today, the way the guys are locked into the plate, I'd be surprised if 10-7 was the final score. There's a curveball snapped off beautifully for a called third strike. Sit down Adriel Sotolongo, encouraging that Lavender with a three-ball count can go to that pitch. Designated hitter, so well.
Number 5, Glenn Santiago.
Lavender 4-1 and one save in 9 games. Good things happen when he pitches normally. A 0.51 ERA, just one run, and now 18 innings as he gets a swing and a miss from Santiago. 11 walks and 28 strikeouts, so Lavender making the push to get up out of here. Mets have promoted a lot of pitchers this season. Hardy Zwack, the first two, then Grant Hartwig, and then last Sunday, Seymour and Vassell. There's a curveball or a strike, and Lavender's numbers right up there with all the rest of those guys. One, two coming to Santiago, and he will foul this one back. Santiago, a double last time. That was followed by a double, and then Rivas hit one that looked like a double. Nearly a home run over the wall, went off the top and kicked back, going out at second. That's kind of where the game changed. I mean, Christian Scott was getting rocked as this ball goes low for ball two. Those three straight hits to start the fourth inning, but that out at second kind of settled him down, and there's not been a runner to reach since. 2-2. A line drive into right field. Making the diving play is De Los Santos. Have yourself a game. Omar De Los Santos. Two home runs and now a diving catch in right field.
Catcher number 9, Jose.
This is an all-time performance for him. He gets up. Looks a little shaken, but is okay. 7 in a row retired. And Ferrer swings through a pitch for strike one. That home run by De Los Santos last inning to center field. No distance recorded, but he did hit 103. There's a pitch for a strike. And Tillian hit his first one 102 exit velocity. So the other three under 100. And I wish they would get that velocity thing checked out, or that distance. 0-2 pitches off the plate. The Mets have another reliever warming in the bullpen. As Lavender tries to finish out the sixth. And he does so with the curveball that swung on and missed. Strike three, sit down, Jose Ferrer. Hard to pitch a better inning than the one Nate Lavender just did. Two strikeouts and a line out. We're through six on this Sunday getaway game. Mets 10, Blue Jays 7.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with them and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
New pitcher for the Blue Jays, lefty Braden Scott, who 2 days ago got the save, his second of the year in the Blue Jays' 5-1 victory. He went an inning and a third. Scoreless, close it out.
For St. Lucie, number 10,
Mets lead 10-7. Carlos Dominguez was already homered today at the plate. Dominguez has a homer, De Los Santos and Tillian with two. So the Mets 5 home runs for the second time in this series. One more home run will tie the all-time record. As time is called, we have a challenge. Blue Jays thought that was a strike. The umpire waiting for the signal. And it is a
call.
Ball. You know, he didn't make the signal. He just got the call, walked away, and marked it. You know, it would be nice if he would signal up what it actually was. So that's a loss for Dunedin. They are down to one challenge left the rest of the game. And we'll use it wisely. They had a hitter, challenge one, no good, and now the pitcher. Next pitch to Dominguez is a ball. It's 2-0. And Dominguez takes a strike from the lefty at 89. Two-one, strike on the inside corner. 2-2. This is the fourth game for Scott this year. 6 2/3 innings, one hit, no runs, 3 walks and 14 strikeouts. 2-2 on Dominguez. Ooh, it hit him. Hit him on the leg. Tried to jump back out of the way, but could not avoid it. Hit him somewhere, maybe on the thigh. Misfire there by Scott. Puts the leadoff man on.
Second baseman, number 9, Jose Rivera.
Does not appear that there needs to be any medical attention. As Carlos runs down to first. Here's Rivera, 1-4-3, the single back in the second. This pitch is a called strike. Time called, and Rivera wants to challenge that, and he wins. He thought that was a ball.
The
called strike has been the Mets overturned. 2-for-2 in challenges and 4 for their last 5. Rare takes this pitch for a strike. And I wish I had kept individual stats for the challenges. I think Jose might be perfect. Probably has the best strike zone recognition of anybody on the team. Takes this pitch for a strike. It's 1-2. So the Mets remain with all 3 challenges. Scott's pitch, and that's fouled away. Well, we're going to be up to 4 challenge games and 2 ABS games starting in a couple of weeks. They're going to do away with that series opener where the umpire calls his own balls and strikes. There's a curveball high. They're going to start the series on Tuesday with the ABS calling all the pitches. Wednesday, ABS calling all the pitches in the final 4 games. Thursday through Sunday will be challenge games. And Rivera swings and misses and strikes out. Now the challenge system, I think, has been working so well. I would not have been surprised if they had said every game the rest of the season
is going to be a challenge game.
Here's Guerrera, 0-for-2 with the walk and a run. 1 out, 1 on, top 7. Mets lead 10-7. Guerrera takes a strike at the knees from Scott. Well, Justin Kelly went just 1 inning, giving up 3 hits and 4 runs. He gives up 8 runs to the Mets in this series. Guerrera fouls one away. Well, he and Valdez were absolutely rocked. No 2 pitch is taken for a third strike. Guerrera did not expect that. No challenge is in there. 2 down. Scott strikes out consecutive hitters after the hit by pitch, and Raul Berciarta comes up. Berciarta 1-for-3, the single and a run last time up, and he fouls one away to the right. Sierta takes a strike at the knees. Nothing in 2. Scott's pitch swung on and missed. Tied him up with the high fastball. He struck out 3 straight to end the inning. Bear Sierta is going after him. And here come the umpires to wave the teams back into the dugout. My Bear Sierta is hot. He was not happy with the reaction of the pitcher, Scott, who struck him out. And Raul was walking out there, and we had a near benches clearing incident. Well, the umpires all over that, ushering the Blue Jays back in the dugout. Nobody from the Mets dugout was close to leaving. Woo, tempers here on a hot Sunday afternoon. It's stretch time. In Dunedin, 10-7 Mets.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to...
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Things got a little spicy there at the end of the top of the seventh. Bear Sierta walking in the direction of the mound, yelling at Scott. But the home plate umpire, Austin Snow, was right there to bring him back. And Scott talking with Bear Sierta right now, who's catching. They seem to be all square. And Chase Eubanks, the field umpire, barking at the Blue Jays to get back in the dugout as they thought about coming out. And I've been hard on the umpires this series, and I think rightfully so. They have not had a good series, but that was good work by that crew right there to nip it in the bud. Here is Jose Rivas with the single off of Trey McLaughlin to start the seventh. And that is the first hit for the Blue Jays since Rivas hit that one off the top of the wall last time up. Drove in a run, but he was thrown out at second. So David pitches one inning, Lavender one inning, and now McLaughlin in the game. Mets lead 10-7. And he drops in a strike to Adrian Pinto, who was 0-for-1, has a sack bunt and a walk. And a slider away, 1-1. There's been a lot of chatter in bench. They're a talkative group. We had that incident a couple of days ago as this ball is flown into left. Hackenswager sees it late. He's got all sorts of time to make the catch, and he does for the out. There was that instance with Franklin Sanchez on the mound for the Mets a couple of days ago. He was talking. The dugout was talking. He struck out the final batter of the inning. He did like LeBron stomp off the mound. Blue Jays did not like that. They were yelling at him. The umpire pulled Robbie Robinson aside and said, you know, we're not going to tolerate that. So they nipped it in the bud right there. But you know, in a six-game series, you're going to get these type of things. And teams get familiar with each other, talking back and forth, and sometimes on Sundays, can come to a head. There's a foul tip by Cardona, and it's 0-2. These two teams do see each other again in Port St. Lucie, middle of July. Don't know what the two teams will look like. Probably very different. That will be in the second half. 0-2 pitch. Slider called, third strike. Sit down, Hugo Cardona. No complaints from him. So after the first pitch single, McLaughlin's retired the next two. And now he enters the very dangerous part of the lineup with Martinez to be followed by Nunez. Martinez has an RBI single today. Nunez a three-run homer. First pitch, a ground ball to third. Guerrero waits on it. He will take his time, set, throws to first. On the bag is Lugo, and the inning is over. The Mets pitching staff on a good run. Just one base runner the last three innings. On to the eighth. Mets need the finale 10-7.
And there is lots of Dunedin Blue Jays baseball to watch right here at
The St. Lucie Mets are back. All spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stlucymets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888 888- Smile 07 today for details and a no obligation consultation. That's 888 Smile 07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Junior Tillian trying to pull a Carlos Dominguez. Homer in three straight at-bats. He homered in the fourth and in the sixth. Remember back in the early part of this month, three straight at-bats for Dominguez over the course of two games. Here's Braden Scott to start the eighth on the mound, and he throws the ball for a strike on the corner. Strike one. Well, Dominguez, rather, Tillian also has a fly out to left, so two for three. He's driven in four. And now has four home runs in the season. Takes this one outside. Hitting in the nine spot. Scott hit the first batter he faced last inning, then struck out three in a row. Tillian swings to this fastball. So perhaps things settling down in the mound for the Blue Jays. They have for the Mets. Three Mets relievers have combined to retire 11 of the last 12 Dunedin players. 1-2 pitch is up high. 2-2. Fouled away. Fastball at 90. Now, nobody currently throwing in the Mets bullpen, so maybe McLaughlin will come out for a second inning. Two pitches fouled away. Scott's 2-2. Tillian lays off for ball three, and he tosses the bat aside halfway to first. And we'll have to come back. No, that was ball three, Junior. Not quite there yet. And he loses track of the count. Right back in the box. Payoff pitch. Fouls it away to the right. And that will reach the stands. Even that one with the wind blowing started pushing back towards the field side. Three, two again. This one's fouled away again. Tillian, a tough out right now, wouldn't you say? The Blue Jays just hoping to keep him in the ballpark. This pitch is shot off to the right, pretty deep, but well, twist foul. It'll go all the way onto the field, and we pause and wait. Or Soto Longo to pick it up and get it out of here. Scott set. This pitch is hit deep left field. Bye-bye baseball. He's done it. Off the scoreboard. Listen to that roar from the Mets dugout. Junior Tillian, three straight home runs. Battling. Hits it off the scoreboard in deep left center. 11-7 Mets. He has three home runs today. And that home run is the sixth of the afternoon for the Mets, tying the franchise record for a single game. Mercy. Now Alex Amir is back in. Incredible stuff from Junior Tillian. Ramirez in there, takes a strike. 103 miles per hour exit velocity. .405, 25 degree launch angle. Pitch was a slider 86, and it was belt high. The 11th pitch of the at-bat. Ramirez takes a called third strike. His third strikeout of the afternoon. He's 1-for-5.
First baseman.
And Lugo comes up.
William Lugo.
Lugo, two walks, two strikeouts. Yep, time to look up more records. What's the single game record for home runs for an individual player? Lugo accidentally puts one in play on a check swing right to third, taken to the bag.
Now batting, number 21, Omar
De Los Santos. And Omar De Los Santos will come up, try to join Tillian in the three home run club. He takes the high fastball. Two home runs and a triple. De Los Santos today, he takes a mighty cut and swings through it. This fastball below the knees. 2-1, no challenge, not with one Blue Jays down to their last.
Call of ball has been overturned.
Oh, they did challenge.
The result is a 1-2 count.
They won it.
Batter.
Well, I guess in the eighth inning, one left. So it's 1-2, and De Los Santos swings and misses, strikes out, inning over. But win an inning as Chilean hits another home run. Three home runs from the ninth spot and three at-bats. 11-7 Mets in the middle of the eighth.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, it would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Trey McLaughlin for his second inning of work. Mets pitchers have retired 11 of the last 12. Rainer Nunez is up. Mets lead 11-7 in the eighth, and the changeup goes high on Nunez. Well, Junior Tillian has done something that no St. Lucie Met has ever done. Looked it up between innings. He hit three home runs in a game. Two home runs have been done 70 times. Nobody had ever had three. And the Mets will bat in the ninth, needing one home run to set a new record for a single game as this ball is fouled off. The Game, though, not out of reach from a Dunedin standpoint. 11-7. They've gone real quiet at the plate, this good bullpen work. All it takes is a couple of walks or a couple of hits, and the way the ball is flying today, one swing. There's a swing and a miss on a curve. It's 2-2. And Nunez, that monster three-run homer in the third to make it 5-2. Blue Jays. Fastball, a little low, and it's a full count. Mets do have more action in the bullpen. A 3-2 pitch, and that one's cranked out to third, dropped by Guerrera. Boy, it was in the glove, and as he brought it down, it fell out. Almost a spectacular line drive catch. Instead, it's going to go down as a hit. He saved a double. I'm sure Justin will tell you, boy, in the webbing, wanted to hold that one. Palmigiani will hit now. As Nate Jones warms up in the bullpen. Jones, who was touched up here by the Blue Jays earlier in the series. Palmigiani takes a strike. He's 0-3. That's what held him down today. Second pitch is low, 1-1. Pop up. That one heading back towards the seats, it would appear. Bears here doesn't see it. It lands just above the Mets' dugout. Foul strike two. And for Nunez on first base, he's got two hits today, 9 in the series, and 25 at-bats. And some hard hit balls. One and two on Palmigiani. And he hits one deep left field, and this one will leave the yard. A two-run blast by Palmigiani, his fourth of the series. And that'll make it an 11-9 game. Only keep him down for so long. And with nobody out here in the eighth inning, Blue Jays are right back in this.
Right fielder, number 22.
That was Palmigiani's third home run of the series, his fourth extra base hit. There's Soto Longo. And he fouls one straight back. Soto Longo, 0-3, a couple of strikeouts. Swings and misses at the slider. Home run by Palmigiani. Exit velocity of 96 miles per hour. No distance listed. A slider 81. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three, sit down. Adriel Soto Longo. Slider down and away for the third time today in K's.
It's the first out of the eighth. Number 5, Glenn Santiago.
Glenn Santiago will bat. 1-4-3 with the double. First pitch, he pops one up right side. Well, it's way up there on the infield. Rivera trying to snatch it. He does. Tracing back in the outfield grass. So two Catcher, retired after the two-run homer.
Jose Ferrer.
And Ferrer will come up. You know that home run by Palmigiani was caught by a young fan standing on the boardwalk above the Mets bullpen. Right into the mitt. There's a ball foul. In those Savannah Banana games, that crazy wacko minor league team, a fan catches a foul ball, it's an out. I don't know if a fan catches a home run, what the rule is there. Here it's a home run. 0-1 on Ferrer. He swings and misses. Heflin trying his best to shake the two-run homer. Keep the Mets ahead going to the ninth. And there's a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Bersierta throws to first, completes the strikeout. The inning is over. So good recovery by McLaughlin, but Paul Maggiani hits a two-run homer, and the Blue Jays are right back in it. They trail 11-9. Going to the top of the ninth, Mets looking for some insurance and maybe a record-breaking home run.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to it.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Wilhannis Alvarado, the new pitcher for the Blue Jays, the lefty, this series. Pitched three innings Wednesday, giving up a hit and a run. A home run. Mets leading 11-9, trying to get out of Dodge with a series split and a 500 road trip. And have a multi-run lead in the last of the ninth. With the way things are going today, two-run lead is not safe by any means. As Consuegra swings and misses at a pitch. Stanley today 1-for-3 with the walk and an RBI single. He grounds one deep to third. That's going to be a foul ball out of the range of Paul Maggiani. It's about the only way the Mets can get one past Paul Maggiani. It's a hit of foul. Mets were down 5-2 and stormed out to an 11-7 lead on the back of a home run ball. There's a ground ball towards Paul Maggiani. This one fouled too. Stays, no balls and two strikes. The big storyline in this one is Junior Tillian from the nine spot, 3-for-4, a St. Lucie individual record, 3 home runs. He's driven in 5 runs. The 2-pitch, Consuegra sends it right back up the middle for a base hit. And that's 12th of the game. So a key insurance run on first base.
Carlos Dominguez
is up. Dominguez a home run today. Trying to join De Los Santos and Tillian with multiple home run games. He's got a multi-home run game this season. As this pitch is a strike. By the way, to get back to Junior Tillian, it's going to take some work. One pitch, he nubs it foul. Something which the Mets would rather not go to. This pitch inside, did that hit Dominguez? It did. He tried to jump out of the way, another one at his leg, but it hits him low. A wipeout pitch plunks Carlos. Hit the last two times. Never fun, even though not on purpose. He'll go down to first. Consueger forced up to second, and this is a good opportunity for the Mets to push across another run and extend the lead. Rivera coming up.
Number nine, Jose Rivera.
Is 1-4-4. Well, Alvarado, 17 runs in 18 innings this year. So it's been a struggle for him as he throws this pitch for a strike at 90. Mets want to challenge that. I think they're going to lose this challenge.
The call of strike has been upheld.
Yeah, they do.
The result is an 0-1 count on the batter.
So the Mets had won their first two. They had all three left. We're in the ninth. Might as well use them now. One on Rivera. He takes this breaking ball outside. The Blue Jays might want to challenge that. They're down to one. Ball and a strike. Nobody out. Two on for the Mets. And this pitch is fouled straight back. Stays one and two. Mets lead 11-9. Craziest game of this 12-game road trip. And probably the craziest game of the season. A 1-2. That one's grounded to the first baseman. Throw to second for one. Throw back to the pitcher. We'll wait. Throw back to third to get Consueger. Not in time. So a ground out 3-6 for Rivera for the first out of the inning. Boy, the shortstop Pinto caught that ball on second, cocked his arm back, was looking to throw, but Alvarado wasn't in a great spot. Would have been a very dangerous throw to a pitcher on the run, probably late. Alvarado didn't do a good job getting off the mound and covering. So Dominguez out on the bases. Rivera safe on first with the fielder's choice. Guerrero at the plate. Consueger on third and one out. And there's a breaking ball for a called strike. Guerrero 0-for-3 today with a walk and a run. This pitch, a curveball for a strike, and it's nothing in two. It's a key insurance run down there at third base for the Mets. Alvarado, the 0-2, and it's popped up foul, and that will get into the stands. And the slow curve at 76, too close to take. Alvarado, another 0-2. This one low. Good take by Justin. Looking into the Mets bullpen, it still looks like Nate Jones is throwing down there for the save. A 1-2. Guerrero takes one right down the pipe. Another breaking ball. Maybe not down the pipe, but certainly over the plate.
Catcher number 24.
So a key strikeout. We're unable to drive that runner in from third. Two down. Mets had first and second, no outs. He had a great chance to tack on what would be a very important run. Now they need to do it with two outs as Bearta's up, and he takes one inside for a ball. Roll today 1-for-4. Singling and scoring in the sixth. On deck is Tillian. He of three home runs. breaking ball outside. Like, could you imagine if Bear Sierra took a walk here to bring up Tillian with the bases loaded, going for a four-home run game? Alvarado's 2-0. A strike on the inside corner. Bear Sierra might be thinking the same as I am. Just take and maybe get a walk out of this. Let Tillian hit. One pitch, and it's fouled away. Bear Sierra helmet nearly flying off on that swing, hit the umpire somewhere on the hand, maybe. Two balls, two strikes, runners at the corners, two outs, top of the ninth. Mets leading 11-9. Alvarado's pitch. Foul tipped and squeezed for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts at the runner at third for Alvarado. Mets missed out on a golden chance. First and second, no outs. No insurance runs for St. Lucie. They'll have to hope that two in the ninth is enough. It's up after this.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucimets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Nate Jones, pitcher on the mound for the Mets, looking for the last three outs. In deep discussion right now with Raul Bear Sierta. They're still talking. We got about 45 seconds left on the clock. And they're going to have very limited time to throw a warm-up pitch with each other. But it's the 9-1 and 2 hitters in the order. Yeah, Jones gets one warm-up pitch on the mound. That's with Bear Sierra.
Number 7, Jose Rivas.
Peroza was out there catching him earlier. So again, it's 9-1 and 2. And then it gets really interesting with Martinez and Nunez due to hit if people get on base. Mets, these are going to be the hardest three outs of the season, the way this game has gone. Jones, first pitch, comes inside, and that hit the batter. Rivas tried to get out of the way, and it nicked him. So the first pitch, and already the tying run is coming up in Pinto. It's going to be a hard three outs, and Mets do not need to make it any harder by doing that. McLaughlin, two innings, three hits, two runs on the home run by Palmigiani. Pinto 0-2. You're thinking double play ball. Good luck with his speed. Jones, first pitch to him, is dropped outside. Ball one. Jones has been good this season, but struggled
Call and ball has been overturned.
Oh, the Mets challenged and won.
0-1 count on the batter.
And that's when their third challenge today. They still have two left. That pitch apparently on the outside corner. Here's a spin and throw to first, safe. Jones on Wednesday, 5 hits and 4 runs in 2 2/3. A 1 pitch, slider for a strike, nothing in two. Jones on the season, 2 out of 2 in save chances. This is his 13th relief appearance. 0-2, ground ball up the middle. Stopped by Rivera, steps on second, throws to first, double play. And Rivera was there waiting. 4-3. And a 2-it against Pinto and his speed. That's the only way they could have done it. Right back over the mound to the waiting Rivera. And now the Mets are an out away and trying to keep Martinez and Nunez from coming to the plate. Last hope is Cardona. And he will swing and miss at a slider, 85, strike one. Cardona today walked the first two times up and made outs the last two times. One slider outside, a ball and a strike. 11-9 Mets, two outs, bottom of the ninth. After hitting the first batter of the inning on this first pitch, Jones trying to make this an anticlimactic finish. 1-1, fly ball, right field. De Los Santos going back. He makes the catch on the track and ends the game. Mets win 11-9. Maybe the win of the season for the St. Lucie Mets. It means a series split and a 500 road trip. And they snap that many two-game losing skid. They set, tie the record for most home runs in a single game in franchise history with 6. Junior Tillian sets the franchise record for home runs as an individual in a single game with 3.
And that's your ball game.
What a Sunday here in Dunedin. The final,
11-9
Mets. Take a quick break, come back with the post-game show to wrap up this incredible win for the St. Lucie Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt? All for Sluggers at stluciemets.com to sign up today.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to TD Ballpark. Adam McDonough with you from atop the action, the second floor broadcasting booth. Mets completing that final high five line of this road trip. Mets, for the first time, win a Sunday road game. They slugged the ball today and got good pitching down the stretch to win it 11-9. With the win, the Mets now 29-16. Dunedin fell to 20-25. Winning pitcher today, Levi David, his first win as a St. Lucie Met. Losing pitcher, Justin Kelly is 0-3, and Nate Jones picks up his third save in 3 tries. Let's get to the scoring summary in this one. It started in the first inning for Dunedin. Adrian Pinto led off with a walk against Javier Atencio, the opener. He went to second on a stolen base and third on a pass ball. He would score on a ground out. 1-0 Jays in the first. Mets, in the third inning, pick up a couple of two-out runs. Omar De Los Santos, an RBI triple. Stanley Consuegra, an RBI single. 2-1 Mets. In the third inning, Gabby Martinez tied the game with an RBI single. And then the next batter, Rainer Nunez, rained a home run out there to left field, making it a 3-run shot to make it 5-2. Blue Jays. Mets would get home runs We'll get a two-run homer in the fourth inning from Junior Tillian to make it 5-4. The first of what would be three home runs. The Blue Jays got an RBI double from Jose Ferrer and an RBI single from Jose Rivas to make it 7-4 in the fourth inning. Mets would get home runs from De Los Santos and Dominguez in the fifth to make it 7-6. And then in the sixth inning, two-run homer by De Los Santos gave the Mets an 8-7 lead, or rather Tillian hit a two-run homer to make it 8-7 later in the inning to make it 10-7. In the eighth inning, Junior Tillian, a solo home run, his third, to make it 11-7. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Damiano Palmigiani hits his third home run of the series, a two-run shot, making it 11-9. Now that would be the final run of the game. Moving to the box score, starting with the Lions score, the Mets 11 runs on 12 hits, no errors, season high in runs for the Mets after putting up one run in the last two games, 11 today. Dunedin, 9 runs on 8 hits and no errors. For the Mets, hitters in the game, De Los Santos, 3 for 5, 2 home runs and a triple, drove in 4, scored 3 times. Consueger went 2 for 4, and Tillian, 3 for 4 with 3 home runs and 5 driven in. And Dominguez hit a home run, his team-high 10th of the season. For the Blue Jays, Nunez went 2 for 4 with a home run and 4 RBIs. He's the league leader in home runs. Rivas went 2 for 2 with a walk from the 9 spot. Palmigiani socked his 7th home run of the season. Pitchers in the game, both teams really emptied their bullpens. Atencio, the starter for the Mets as an opener. An inning, no hits, one unearned run, two walks, no strikeouts. Scott is roughed up for 5 hits and 6 runs earned in 3 innings with 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. But then the Mets bullpen is really good. Levi David, a perfect inning to get the win with the strikeout. Nate Lavender, a perfect inning with 2 strikeouts. McLaughlin, 2 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs on the home run by Palmigiani. And then Jones in the ninth with the hit batter, but the double play and the flyout. The Mets were on the verge of going 3 straight games without turning a double play as the league leader for outs 1 and 2 in the bottom of the ninth. For Dunedin, Frasso, 3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. Valdez followed with 2 innings, 3 hits, 4 runs, a walk and 3 strikeouts. Kelly, blow and save and a loss, an inning, 3 hits, 4 runs. Scott, 2 innings, a hit and a run. And Alvarado, a scoreless ninth with the hit and 2 strikeouts. Ball game played in 2 hours and 33 minutes, so we really, really moved it along despite all the runs. In attendance, 208 baseball-loving souls here at TD Ballpark. Scores from around the league, mainly focusing on Jupiter. Jupiter beat Clearwater 5-2, so the Mets will maintain their 4-game division lead over the Hammerheads heading into tomorrow's off day. And when we return to Clover Park, it will be the Daytona Tortugas awaiting for the Mets. Mets finishing this road trip 6-6, now heading to the friendly confines of Clover, where they are 15-3, by far the best home record in the Florida State League. Tuesday against the Tortugas, first pitch is at 6:10. We'll go airtime at 6:10. A reminder that we are back on MILB TV. And be sure to check us out there. Watch the action, not just listen to it. Well, folks, that does it for this ball game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Dunedin. The Mets 11, the Blue Jays 9. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. Hope everybody out there, Radioland, has a pleasant remainder of their Sunday and a happy Memorial Day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent.